And what did Galatians 3:27 says? For as many of you as have been what? Baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. You have put him on, and all the promises in him is yes and amen. You put him on. You put him on. You got him. He's in you and you in him. And he's on you. And every promise God made in him is yes. Not a single one he ever said no. Fight the good fight of faith. We need to say, I'm not a loser. And I refuse to lose. I don't care what it is, I'm not losing in this. I'm not a loser. You want to fight Satan? You got to fight. But you know what you do? You make him come over on your turf and fight in the faith realm. He'll lose every time. Did y'all hear me? So faith is of the heart. Let me read this. I knew I was going to run out of time. Let me see, can I get to it? Oh, my man. Let me get to it. I thought I was going to get finished. Listen to this statement. Real faith is of the heart. Head knowledge will never get the job done. This is how heart faith come about and become deep-seated, unshakable, unremovable, and fully convinced. How do you get to that place where you're deep-seated, unshakable, unremovable. In other words, you're unmoved. You're fully convinced. How do you get there? By taking a look at the word and refuse to look anywhere else. How? By taking a look at the word and refuse to look anywhere else. A constant feeding on the word until that word speak the loudest and the clearest, where you will say only what he says about the situation. This is called strong faith. You'll be tempted to say this. You'll be tempted to say that. Pressure get on you. Try to make you say that. You just say what the word says. People will say, you lying because I know you having problems. How are you going to say you healed? You lying. I'm just agreeing with God. I'm not agreeing with the problem. Are y'all hearing me? You broke. You ain't got no money. You walk around talking about you rich. But if you'll stay with us, just follow me then. I ain't where I'm going. That's why I ain't leaving yet. But I remember everything I did. I need to listen now. Everything I did beginning in life, and I didn't know anything about faith. But once I found out about it, I started using it. And I've seen this work in some terrible, terrible, terrible situations. I've dragged my family across the country obeying God. Amen. We got in places and in times that we didn't even know where we were going to get our next meal from. Just to be real honest. But I never quit. Can you say, you look around, can you say, look what the Lord has done? Is God faithful? Is he not? Is he faithful? Now, I told you a while back, I used to get everything. I mean, not everything. Let me just get that clear. I used to do a lot of stuff that used to, you know, the credit card. And I had them, and I would pay them by the month, you know. And they said you can pay a minimum of $15. And you owe around $3,000 and $4,000 of $2,500. And they said $15. You know what you're doing? You kidding yourself. That's what you're doing, paying that $15. You'll be paying on that $2,500 for 10 years. And you count it up on the $2,500, you done paid them $10,000, $15,000. So I got smart. I still got credit card. But you know what? I don't pay them a dime. I use them. Amen. Because if you're going somewhere, if you're going to rent a car, you can't pay cash to get that car. And that many things. But what I did, I'm talking about God blessing. Use your faith. When that credit card comes out, when that bill comes out, you know what I do? I put the money in the mail. Why? Because God has provided. Is he a respected person? There's neither Jew nor Greek. Bond nor free. Male nor female. Come on, ushers. Hallelujah. Fight the good fight. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. I walk by faith and not by sight. I walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody, go ahead and stand up. We're going to pray and let you go. Thank you, Jesus. We walk by faith and not by sight. So my faith works. I know it because I walk in love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, tonight, how we thank you for you, for your living word, Jesus. Every one of your promises is sealed in blood. Blood's covered, sealed, can't be broken. And you're a God that can't lie. And we thank you that our eyes are coming open, that everything about us, you want it well, prospering, being successful, succeeding, winning, overcoming, triumphing. We thank you that you have given us authority on this earth to rule over all the works of darkness. So I say over this people that their finances is blessed this night because you said you love a cheerful giver. One that give cheerfully, not reluctantly, but cheerfully. And when the one that do so, you said, you will multiply their seed sown and increase the fruits of their righteousness. So I thank you for multiplication working in these seeds tonight. Hallelujah. I thank you that the limit of the production of the seed is off because you are a God of unlimited in what you can do and what you're doing. So I thank you that abundant supply has come to this place upon the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus, with wisdom and guidance from Holy Spirit, thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, that we will get this job done in Houston, around this city, and around this state, and around the world. We're going to do our part, Lord. That people hear this gospel. And many, many will come, will be freed, will give their hearts to Jesus and be made disciples that's on fire for God. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.